Want a bit more oomph in your life? Want to feel alive every day, have plenty of energy, and know you can face anything? Then according to Anne-Marie Woodall, author of Secrets of a High-Heeled Healer, you'll need to work on your vitality.
Vitality to me is like an energy. It's an energy that we can hook into. It's a place where we have our vibrancy, we're rejuvenated, and we feel really powerful. And most of us would give that vitality away in different forms. And a lot of vitality is lost, basically, truly, on clutter. I call it clutter butts, clutter in the house, and clutter in your language. I can go here, but I'll be too tired. I want a relationship, but look what happened the last time. So this clutter butts go through our house, our cars, our work, and our language. So how much are you holding on vitality, just thinking about how hard things are going to be, which actually keeps you stuck from even doing anything? So that's one of them. The next one is like tolerations. What is it that you tolerate from people? Do you tolerate them being late? Do you tolerate them not tidying up after themselves? Do you tolerate being spoken to a certain way? And a lot of energy goes to that, you know, allowing people to behave a certain way. But also, because this kind of work is like, it's about you, about what do people tolerate from you? What did your parents tolerate? The same bottom lip, like, sticks out because you didn't get your own way. Your partner, what do they tolerate? You know, the silences or the aggravation. We have to look at what those tolerations are, because every one of those has an energy to it. And just think for a minute of three tolerations, three things that really annoy you. Now, again, your partner, how much are they tolerating from you, from those three little things? Or your boss, what would it be? And this is, again, is like finding what they are and actually changing that. And in changing that, you get your vitality back. And in vitality, that makes you rejuvenate, you rekindle your passion, and you get on with a life that you can actually, you know, move through. I often imagine it as like, do you remember Gulliver's Travels?
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up in Lilliput. And he was a massive giant, as we are, truly, in our hearts. And this guy's lay there, and he had tiny little strings attached to his hair and ropes around his neck that held him down for stopping from being great and standing up. That's what tolerations are. That's what vitality vamps are. You've got to think for a minute, a vitality vamp are people. People can come up to you and have a nice little feed and drain your vitality. And sometimes, think of a friend or a person that comes to you, and then you've left, you feel shattered. How many of those have you got in your life? It's about moving on from them. And it's also about, do you do it to other people? Like, does your mum or your partner ever see you smile again? Or do you walk in there, you know, with a long drawn out Eeyore face on, like, everything's sad, everything's wrong? It's just looking at those different areas from a different point of view. That's what the vitality is about. And as you do that, that's when you regain your passion for life. And it's a lot of fun doing the exercises. Because if you're tolerating something, you're allowing something to happen in your life that you don't want. You're not standing in your authentic self, in your true self. You're allowing these things to happen for a reason. There's always a payoff. So by having these three things happen, there's a payoff. So you give your energy away like that, and that's where most vitality goes, on the dependent, independent, or sacrifice role.
That's Anne-Marie Woodall, author of Secrets of a High-Heeled Healer.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.